Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Here he comes.
Hey. You know what? I've been mopping.
You've been mopping?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cleaning up. Cleaning up after people.
Well, what do you do?
Joanne walks by and says, "What are you doing? Mopping?" Uh-huh. I go, "No, I'm trying to get your car started where you can go downtown."
Oh.
She was not thrilled.
Boy, oh boy.
She was not thrilled with me.
That's we'll have to have a meeting later, I guess. But
with me or?
Yeah, both of you probably. Why?
She started it.
Counseling.
So, oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, how you doing?
We're doing well, you know, as best as we can. Here's mm-hmm. Wisconsin sports fans. It seems like we've been kicked in the stomach, you know. What do you do? What do you do, Hank?
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought they won 2-0, and I turned it off. Yeah, I went to sleep. I thought that's no lie.
Well, I thought they were going to win 2-0, you know, but then I heard.
Because you had Devin Williams on.
Yeah, I heard Euchre's call of Alonzo's home run. I'm like, oh, man. Makes it equally sad that you never know, you know, when it's going to be Euchre's last season.
No.
And, so
he's done a lot of good for baseball.
Yeah, he really has. So
I was first introduced to Mr. Euchre. Tastes great.
Oh, sure.
Less filling. Those were from the when he was in the nosebleed section in the stands.
Those were so funny.
They were good.
Those commercials. They just really were.
I wrote those.
Well written.
Thank you.
They were all really good.
They were awesome.
I like the one where they're having the ex-major leaguers are all hanging out at this bar. And he's like, I'm going in there. And then the door is locked. And he's like, oh, looks like they're having a good time in there. You know,
how come I'm not allowed in
there? Wouldn't let him in. Good stuff. Yeah. And I actually met him a couple of times over the years. I actually had a little bit of a conversation once when I was a really young radio announcer. I have a picture of it on my desk.
Yes, you do.
I had different colored hair then. Euchre looks the same.
Yeah. What color hair did you have back then?
I think it was brown, if I remember right.
Brown.
Wow. It's been a long time. I was premature gray.
Are you sure you were brown at all?
Yeah, back in the day.
Really?
Started turning about 25. I did.
Mine started out about 25, still falling out.
Yeah, so. I started falling out. Gosh. Oh, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Here's the thing. Some people make fun of you. I don't care.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's like I am what I am.
The guy that went to the doctor and said, "Doctor, can you give me something to keep my hair in?" And he said, "Here's a paper bag." Boom. It's not even Monday.
It's not even Monday. Yeah, they get a freebie. I was at the store yesterday. Oh, my goodness. I was getting this. You heard about the KFC lady that says, "I can't believe that you're going to eat just one piece of chicken."
Oh.
Destroyed that family. I said, "No, I ordered a bucket size."
The whole family. Yeah.
So I was yesterday. Uh-huh. I was getting some chicken.
Yeah.
And a lady goes, "You're not eating plant-based meat?" And I said, "No, I don't. I'm not a fan of plant-based meat at all." Or, you know. And she goes, "I can't believe you're not getting plant-based meat." And I said, "You know what? It is plant-based." She goes, "What plant?" And I said, "A meat processing plant." So it is, but it, you know, to eat your own, that happened. That's a true story.
That is a true story.
That's a true story.
I thought that was Hanko.
No, that's a true story. It happened to me yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
And that's fine. I don't care what you eat.
No.
You know, I don't care what you eat.
Neither.
I just.
I've tried different plant-based. Yeah. I've tried a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And I'll eat it.
Eat what you want.
Some of it's pretty
that's
tasty.
That's why it's so nice to live in the United States.
You put a little gravy and ketchup on anything, it'll taste good.
Taste good, yeah. Well, you put ketchup on your shopping list.
I do, and I can't read it.
Can't read it.
Ba-bum-tsh.
Yes. But anyway, lots of things going on this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Starting today.
Richland Center Homecoming Parade.
Well, starting right, I'm in the Wheels of Time getting ready to get kicked off.
Well, yeah, they'll be out there all day today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
The famous pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have homecoming.
Homecoming
parade at what time? 2?
Is that 3:00?
3:00
comes downtown.
Okay. 3:00. I'm sorry. Yep.
Our announcer Sam will be kind of by Royal Bank across from Christie's Sunnyside downtown Richland.
So if it starts at 3, it will be erected by 2:59.
We'll be there. We'll be there. And we're also calling the duck race. Richland Center Sports Boosters are putting.
I've actually Actually, never seen the duck race. Look forward to seeing that.
Yep, that'll be fine. They had it. They've got it kind of streamlined where they have a little funnel where all the ducks ducks are right there, and the water comes out of the fire truck.
I've got three or four ducks on my, desk.
Throw those in the race. Your rubber ducky.
I got three of them.
I think they're bigger than the actual ducks that they use.
Really?
I think so. They'd probably stick out, but you can throw them in there if you want, I suppose.
So what happens to the ducks once they get to the finish line?
Well, there's people down at the finish line collecting them, so they have several, because they...
Can I get one?
They come so fast.
Oh.
You've got to have almost like a photo finish right there at the end.
So what do they do with the ducks when it's over?
They collect them and save them for another year.
Oh, I can't get one then.
Probably not, no. Huh. So, no, they store them and have another race.
Well, I just think maybe we should... their quackery should be free.
Uh-huh. So. Well, they're plastic, so...
It doesn't matter.
They're not real, Hank.
No,
they're not.
Hydrate them every year.
No, they're not real. Sorry.
No, that's all right. I'd still want one.
Yeah. So. But football tonight, and then,
of course, all day
tomorrow,
yes.
Center Color Fest festivities.
Hey, and you know what? The Quilters Guild.
Yep.
And then the EMS...
They're having something at Crosscut Park.
Yeah, and don't forget about Oakwood.
Oakwood's
all
having
weekend. I believe they start today. I think that I'm going to send you to Oakwood a little bit later to do some reports.
Well, we'll be out there. You betcha. Talk to what's going on about the bakery and some new breeds of apples. And
they're kind of cool.
Yep.
So,
and how about the 50th anniversary of Vitesnik Power Sports?
Yes, that is amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. They'll have a celebration tomorrow all day.
All the Vitesniks out there, go by and say hi to Garrett and all the staff out there. So, good people out there. I mean, so good that I've been there.
Yeah.
They haven't kicked me out.
They haven't kicked you out yet.
Well, they may have. They may lock the doors. But do not let him back in again.
Right. Because you sit on all the vehicles and you go, and you pretend like you're driving them and stuff.
No, I drive them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Slobber all over.
Well, Todd goes, how many are you going to drive before you like them? I said, I'm just trying to run the gas out of all of them.
Yeah.
I'm just doing you guys a favor.
Sure. Yeah. Before winter.
Yeah. Got to get some stable in there. So anyway, anything else going on this weekend?
Oh, sure. Lots of stuff. The Canyon of Lights Parade Saturday night.
Yes, I forgot about that. Oh, and the Wine Walk tonight.
Wine Walk tonight.
Yeah, get your tickets now, and you can go online to get those tickets. And then the big dance at Phoenix Center afterwards.
Yep. They have a closing band inside this year.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So I was wanting to know if I would get in trouble if I went down and danced.
Probably.
Because I have to go to Royal tonight.
Oh, yeah, you'll be coming right through there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just wondering if they'll turn the lights off when they know I'm in town.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like, hey, don't say nothing.
Just leave your shirt on. That's all I can say.
I was going to wear Speedos and my boots.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that would be something. Talk about clearing the room.
I can do that without that. So, anyway, and a big show tomorrow night, Saturday, for those were the days.
Boom. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
So
I'll play some bubblegum tunes tomorrow night.
For all those people that that bought the Brewers extra game package, don't worry about that.
Yeah, Henry just lost money as a junior salesman here at WRCO.
Yeah,
Brewers are done.
Thanks a lot, Milwaukee.
Thank you, Milwaukee.
Yeah, so we'll be taking a donation job. and hopefully by next Tuesday, we got Paul Harvey started.
Yes.
Okay. And it's your chance to sign up for J.J. Walsh's.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a
75th anniversary from WRCO and J.J. Walsh's.
Yeah, it's not their 75th.
No,
it's ours.
WRCO.
Because it's a diamond anniversary, you can win a diamond.
You can win a diamond of up to $1,000.
Wow.
So J.J. Walsh Jeweler, and thanks to Amanda and Jamie and all the staff down at J.J. Walsh. And also, we want to give a big shout out to our supporters for this. Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. So big time sponsors. I mean, and great people and great businesses.
Long time supporters of WRCO.
Long time. I mean, and Jamie Walsh is actually long. He's been here since I've been here, so that's been 11 or 12 years.
Yep.
So, and he still allows me in the store. I mean,
that's good.
I can't go buy into the jewelry or nothing, but.
Right. I was hoping to win that diamond for June, but I guess I found
I'm not eligible,
so.
But we are.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you? And then
I wrote the rules.
Oh, I see. Have a good one, hey.
Buddy, have a great weekend. Everybody be kind, Phil.